Perhaps if you're the kind of person who keeps up with these kinds of things, you'll be surprised to hear me say that the doctrine of the separation of church and state really is in the Constitution. Let me read it to you. It's in Article 52. The church in the USSR is separated from the state and the school from the church. Yes, it was in the Constitution, all right, just not our Constitution. It was in the Constitution of the now defunct communist atheistic nation called the Soviet Union years ago. None of the legal documents of the United States, including our Constitution, has any reference whatsoever to the concept of the separation of church and state. It is a concept that was extracted from a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote, and it has been used in such a way to totally distort the meaning in which Jefferson used the phrase. He was using the phrase to assure churches that the government would not get involved in their activities, that they would have freedom to operate and worship as they pleased. Now it's been used to try to say to churches that they cannot be involved in government things. All of our founding fathers would have been horrified at such an idea. In fact, if I could use the words of one of our greatest justices of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who died recently, at the time he said this, he was the highest ranking judicial officer in the United States of America, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He said, I quote, "There is simply no historical foundation for the proposition that the framers intended to build the wall of separation between church and state." He also said, "The wall of separation between church and state is a metaphor based on bad history, a metaphor which has proven useless as a guide to judging. It should be frankly and explicitly abandoned." It wasn't until the 1940s, 1950s, when judges started trying to change our Constitution and make people believe that the doctrine of separation of church and state was part of the Constitution. What does our Constitution really say? It says Congress, did you hear that word? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Our founding fathers would have been horrified to think that we thought that meant teachers or officials should not pray, should not appeal to God, should not teach children or any citizen of this country that they should try to follow the principles given to us in God's Word. Our founding fathers and our early educators in this country frequently and unapologetically taught children and citizens the principles of God's Word. But now, in the past several decades, secular humanistic judges have tried very hard to crush the influence of Christianity in the United States. And they've used the idea of separation of church and state, not in our Constitution, not in any of our original founding documents or legal documents, as a tool. So where has the idea of the separation of church and state gotten us? A U.S. district judge in Texas decreed that any student uttering the word Jesus at his school's graduation would be arrested and locked up. And make no mistake, announced Judge Samuel Kent, the court is going to have a United States Marshal in attendance at the graduation. If any student offends this court, that student will be summarily arrested and will face up to 6 months incarceration in the Galveston County Jail for contempt of court. The idea of separation of church and state was used by the ACLU when they demanded that a banner simply saying "God Bless America," which was put up outside of school shortly after 9/11, 2001, said that that has to be taken down because of the doctrine of separation of church and state. Doctrine of separation of church and state, said Judge Roy Moore, had to take the Ten Commandments monument that he had brought into the Alabama Judicial Building, had to be taken down. They've demanded that the words "under God" be taken out of the pledge because they say we believe in separation of church and state. The doctrine of the separation of church and state has been invented by judges hostile to Christianity and hostile to the foundation on which our country was established. The Bible says, "How blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Father, would you raise up judges across this great land who understand the roots of our country and the basis of our Constitution, and who will give you glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.